Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio. I need help. Please help me. Our church hosts a conference every year in February called Biblical Counseling Training Conference. I serve as a tech for this event, and it's a true highlight of my year. My kids are involved in serving, and my wife is a key leader in the media reproduction room. Why do I tell you this? Well, if you read the title of this episode, you would know why. This whole conference is focused on teaching biblical counseling to people from around the world, 1,700 this year. Even in this highly focused and precision-oriented skill of biblical counseling, the counselee still needs to admit they need help. A universal truth is a universal truth. The counselee will make no changes if they never see or admit that they need to change. Step 1. I need help. Admitting that you need help is a very hard thing to do. It is not the hardest thing to do, but you can't get to a better place without admitting that you do need help. And we all need help in some area of our lives, all throughout our lives. We just have to admit it before it's too late. And step 2 is, please help me. This is probably the hardest thing for any of us to do, asking for help. Why? Because we have to admit to someone else that we need the help, then we have to ask them for their help. The problem is that we're convinced we have them hoodwinked into thinking we don't need their help. They probably already know, either specifically about us or just in general. If they are an expert, they absolutely already know. So why put off the solution any longer? You can only get to the solution after going through admitting that you need help, asking for the help, and working hard on the help you do get. Obviously, Rockstar Chiropractic Group is here, is available, is ready and willing to help. There are some very good resources available to you through this group. There are other chiropractors ready, willing, and able to help. They know what you're going through because they've been there. They know how to solve your problems because they've solved the same ones. They know where to point you for further help because that's where they've gone for help too. Now, the hard part. You have to ask for the help you already know you need. Sign up today, help yourself grow, and then the really important part takes place. You get to help others that need it. Do it now, don't wait, next week may be too late. Alright, here we are back to the 33 principles of chiropractic. We're going to do 21, 22, and 23 today. I think this is a good stopping point. Number 21 reads, the perfection of the triune. In order to have 100% life, there must be 100% intelligence, 100% force, and 100% matter. Makes sense. The amount of innate intelligence. There is 100% of innate intelligence in every living thing, the requisite amount, proportional to its organization. And 23, the one I want to focus on today, is the function of innate intelligence. The function of the body's innate intelligence is to adapt universal forces and matter for use in the body, so that all parts of the body will have coordinated action for mutual benefit. Such an elegant description of what innate intelligence is. So there's a lot of people out there that use the term innate to mean a lot of different things. I don't necessarily disagree with their use of the word because they all use it in precise ways, even though it may be ambiguous as a definition. But I think here, it's read here, is very eloquent. The function of the body's innate intelligence is to adapt universal forces and matter for use in the body so that all parts of the body will have coordinated action for mutual benefit. What this basically is saying is our innate intelligence is there to coordinate all the matter, all the force, all of the stuff that we were created with so that the body can do what it was designed to do, so that all of the different functions of the organism act in a coordinated manner. And not only in a coordinated manner, but for the outcome of mutual benefit. So the organism, whether it's a plant or a dog or a human, specifically we're talking here about humans, so that our liver and our kidney and our pancreas and our brain and our pituitary and our saliva glands and our tongue and our stomach and our toenails, and they're not just working well in a coordinated manner, but the purpose for them working well is for the mutual benefit for all of the parts. I think this is very eloquent, it's very precise, but it also opens up your eyes as to why we as chiropractors use this term to describe what we do, because it's holistic, and I don't mean that in any kind of weird way, but we understand, if we understand this principle, that the body's function, innate intelligence, driving that function is so that not just everything works in a coordinated manner, but that this coordination benefits everything in the body. So what we do as chiropractors is remove the interference with the transmission of universal forces, which is law number 14, principle 14, so that principle 23 can be followed, that the function of innate intelligence is to allow these forces and matter in the body to work together for the mutual benefit in a coordinated action. hope that resonated with you, because that's really what is described here in the 33 Principles of Chiropractic. I really, really believe that. I've been talking that with my patients. I talk about that with other chiropractors in very different ways. It's very eloquent here. I hope you guys latch onto that and run with it. I know we only covered three today. I think that was a good stopping point. We've got 24 through 30 left. Those get into a little bit higher logical description of what's going on here. Hope this has been helpful. Please leave some feedback so I can redirect, or I can go forward, whatever you guys are getting benefit out of. Just realize, innate intelligence is there, coordinating the action of the forces and matter in our body for mutual benefit of all the parts. Anyway, have a great week. Keep rocking. This is Dwayne with Rock Radio.